The Torah tells us, Zohar Hashem HaShabbos L'Kodsho. Remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. And the Gemara Chazal learned out from the Pasuk, the Mitzvah Daraisa of making Kiddush. And there's a discussion how much of Kiddush is Daraisa, whether it's just Kiddush B'dvarim, the Rambam Shita, or Kiddush Al Hayayin, or even Te'ima Sayayin. But we pass in like the Rambam that Kiddush B'dvarim is Min HaTorah. This is the famous Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham extends the Rambam. The Rambam that says Kiddush B'dvarim is Daraisa comes along the Magen Avraham and says, based on the Rambam, if Kiddush Min HaTorah is Daoraisa, so then when you daven Friday night in Shmona Esrei, so you fulfill your mitzvah Min HaTorah of Kiddush. Yeah, so what's the problem with that? Well, the problem with that is there is no problem with that. That's what the Magen Avraham says. If this is true, and that's all the Dagam of Vava assumes, like the Magen Avraham says, if that's the case, we have a problem, because the Minhag HaOlam is that a man makes Kiddush for a woman. So number one, Noshim Chayavis B'Kiddush HaYom Dvar Torah, even though Kiddush is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, nevertheless the Chayav. Because Yeshnu B'Shmira, Yeshnu B'Sechira, and the discussion how far you go. Does it only involve Kiddush, or what about Lech Mishnah and Shalosh Shudas, like the Ran Shita versus Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Zachai, because Afhein Hayu Ba'oz Ha'anes. So the Dargah Rav asks, if both men and women are Chayev bin HaTorah, and we have a klal that in order to do a mitzvah for someone else, you have to be on the same level of Chayev. You could be higher, but you can't be lower. So it would come out that if most more women daven than they used to, but many don't daven Ma'ariv, so it would come out if a man davens Ma'ariv and the woman does not, how can he make Kiddush for his wife or some other woman? He's only Chayev Midrabanan in Kiddush, while his wife is Chayev Min HaTorah because she hasn't made Kiddush. And in fact, there's a Dogel Meravava who points out, actually the Svach, who points out something interesting parenthetically, is if a woman is a homachokes beis hillel beis shammai on what's the Seder HaKiddush. So our, you know, beis shammai says first Kiddush and then Bor Pri HaGafen, and we go like beis hillel, Kiddush, Bor Pri HaGafen, then Kiddush. And the Gemara gives one reason, is Tadir. So the Tzlach writes, however, it's not limited to a woman, but if a woman daven, if a woman says, or a man for that matter, says Kiddush without davening, so it comes out that fulfilling the mitzvah and our Torah of Kiddush, so then he gets into the whole discussion whether Tadir versus Mekudesh, whether a woman or this individual should first do like Beis Shammai, because he claims in general, there's another machlokas, do we say the Raisa takes precedence and so Rabbanan or not? The whole discussion, the Svach and the Bnei Yoshua, others. So that's a discussion there. But getting back, the Dogam Ravava writes, yes, if that's the case, you have a problem. So what do? A man's only chayav midrabanan and a woman's daraisa. Someone who's only obligated to rabbanan can't do a mitzvah with someone who's chayav min HaTorah. So Dogam Ravava says, just let her daven ma'ariv and solve the problem. Therefore, they're both to rabbanan, and therefore it's not an issue. So the Mishnah Brura quotes in the name of the Chasam Sofer a teretz of how could if a man chayav midrabanan and a woman chayav in Torah, assuming the wife hasn't daven, so how can he do it? So the Chasam Sofer writes, we have a principle, well, it's a debate in the Gemara, whether mitzvah srichas kavana, the mitzvahs require kavana or not. So we make a compromise. On a mitzvah min HaTorah, we say yes. On a mitzvah drabanan, we say no. Meaning, as I like to point out, this is only post facto. Everyone agrees you need kavana before the mitzvah. So the question is, Kiddush is a mitzvah min HaTorah, we're saying in davening. So mitzvah strich is kavana. So therefore, most people don't even know you can fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush in davening. And certainly they don't have kavana for Kiddush. And certainly if you have negative kavana, meaning you have kavana to be yotzei your mitzvah of tefillah, but not your mitzvah of Kiddush. So that's what the Chasam Sofer recommends, that one go ahead and make Kiddush. Then the husband shouldn't have kavana in davening, go home and make Kiddush for his wife. That's the Chasam Sofer. Others point out the Minchas Chinuch, he says, well, others point out the Orach HaShulchan, that no, it's still, you have the principle of Yatza Motzi, that even though I fulfill my mitzvah of Kiddush, but my mitzvah of Kiddush isn't totally fulfilled until everyone, I could go around making Kiddush 10 times, because the Shomei HaKohen is when everyone hears me making, 10 people in the room, I make Kiddush. But let's say let's say someone else didn't hear Kiddush. And they need me to make Kiddush for them, so I can make Kiddush for them. So we say, Yatza Motzi, even though you fulfilled your mitzvah, you could be Motzi others. Or B, there's a Russian bracha, it's about Noshamar Bechal Arevis. However, Rabbi Kiv Eger, that's only when they're not chayiv in the mitzvah. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan Yotza Motzi. You have the Dogra Mavogat, the woman Davin. You have the Chasam Sofer, negative Kavana. And you have the Aruch HaShulchan. So these are all ways that even though we're assuming that assumption of the Magen Avraham, that you are Yotzei Tefillah in Kiddush, you are Yotzei Kiddush in Tefillah, and therefore you have to come up with a reason why you're not. So the Dogra Avraham, this moves up, makes the woman go Durabanan by counting. The Chasam Sofer solves it by leaving the man Daraisa. And the Aruch HaShulchan is not an issue because you can do the mitzvah many times. Call yourself Revim Zelazeh. The Minchas Chinuch, he has a different approach. He denies the premise of the Magen Avraham. He says the Magen Avraham is incorrect. How could you say that you Yotze, your mitzvah of Kiddush and Tefillah, there's a Gemara in Arei Pesachim, and no one argues on, I think it's good for you, Zayin, or in that area, Amud Beis, that in order to fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush, you got to mention Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not enough just to make him the Borei, he has to be the Borei and the Manik, so you got to do both. So therefore, he says, last I checked, Friday night davening does not have Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore you're not Yotzei Kiddush. I mean, so therefore it's not Akasha. The Magen Avraham is incorrect. You're not Yotzei Kiddush. And therefore, you're both Daraisa. The Bir Halacha brings down that some want to answer, well, it's true there's no Yetzias Mitzrayim in the davening in the Shemoneh Esrei, but you have Soma Gula Tefillah, you're saying in the Kriya Shema, so therefore maybe that's good enough. So that's the Minchas Chinuch, that you're not Yotzei, therefore it's no Kasha. And the famous answer of the Prima Gadin in the Psicha Kolelet, he gets into a fundamental shaila as a Chakira, whether it applies here or not, you know, it's debatable. But he raises the issue is, when you have a mitzvah in our Torah, and then the rabbis get involved. In other words, you have a mitzvah in our Torah of Kiddush, and the rabbis came along and Zochreel al Hayayin. Again, we're assuming it's Drabanan. So what's the relationship between the Darais and Drabanan? Because we find different times that the whole discussion in Sukkah, Tosis in Sukkah raises the issue, according to Beis Shammai, that you, if you're sitting with your table outside the Sukkah, Midrabanan, it's no good. So he called Hiyanta Mitzvah Sukkah Kol Yamecha. So what does that mean? You don't get your ultimate, you don't get your optimal mitzvah? What do you get? You still get your derais. In other words, if a person just did the derais without the derabanans, do you just get a mitzvah in HaTorah? Do I say the rabbis redefine what the mitzvah is? That's a whole discussion in terms of, there could be differences. It could be for Sukkah it's one halacha, for Shofar it's another halacha, and for wine for Kiddush it's another halacha. But let's just go take the prima gunna at face value. So he raises the issue that it's once Chazal said Zachreel al Hayayin, so therefore, if you want to be Yotze in Kiddush, if you want to be Yotze in Kiddush in Shmoneh Esrei, it's a no go because the Chachamim will Oker Yesh Koach Yacham Yesh Koach Yachacham Lakhorz Vartor B'Shevi Al Tasa the Gemara in Yomamas, so they could tell you how to do the mitzvah. So therefore, according to the Prima Gadin, if we accept his premise, so then it's not Akasha. You did not fulfill your mitzvah and Kiddush at all, and therefore the both arise. So to summarize, we have the Dogu Merubava, who says that you let the woman daven, and therefore you get the both to Rabbanan, and then it's, you're okay. The Chasim Sofer says don't have negative kavana for Kiddush, and therefore you both arise, and it's a go. The Aruch HaShulchan says, even though you fulfilled your mitzvah, but out Yatza Moshe, call you saw Raven Zelazah, I can make Kiddush at many times. And in this case, woman Abachal, Arab is because they're chayiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush. And then we had the Minchas Chinuch who says, what are you talking about? They're not Yotzei the mitzvah in Shmoneh Esrei, because there's no Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, and to fulfill Kiddush, you need that. So therefore, a man still does a race, that's not a problem. And you have the Prima Gadol. Now, you're not Yotze Kiddush in Friday night, because once the Chachamim said, you make Kiddush al Yayin, that is it. And therefore, either the point being is, according to the No Debi Yehuda, you get them both to a Drabanan, or you get them both to a Daraisa, whatever the case may be, we'll continue the minute you saw. It's not a problem. A husband could go home and make Kiddush for his wife. And in fact, that's why the minute by Hadlakas Neiros, that the women say certain things to maybe the Yotzi. With that, that's the famous Rabbi Akiva Eger. Ulai, perhaps it seems to be a Machogas Rambam or Ramban, but Rabbi Akiva Eger writes, Ulai, perhaps the Yotze, with the minute you saw, you go home and say Good Shabbos. Say Good Shabbos because the minute you saw, so perhaps maybe you fulfill your mitzvah in our Torah of Kiddush with when the wife answers, and therefore you're only both derabbanan.